Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I have the opportunity and honor to share with you a few things that are on my mind going into this week. What I'm going to cover is what I feel going on about COVID-19, some of the things that I see going on around the county, our residential zoning commitment to getting better and continuing to do what we believe is right for our community, and then to highlight some of the activities that happened this past week over Veterans Day. So the first thing, COVID-19. Bottom line, it's still with us. And we got to, I believe, continue to share with others the importance of taking care of ourselves, our family, our community, our neighbors. If you're on the fence about getting vaccinated, go see your personal physician, have the discussion with him or her, and then make the best choice for you. I absolutely do not agree with mandates, and it's not a word I like to use, especially at our level. This is not political. This is about how we can continue to keep a safe, secure, and healthy community. So COVID-19 is with us. I do agree with the vaccinations. I do believe that they are not 100% efficacy, but they're better than what we have if we do not get vaccinated. So take that into consideration, and let's continue to put our best foot forward. Dealing with some of the things going on in the community, I received a call, actually a couple calls from community members, dealing with some of the hatred, with some of the signage that's up there about our current president, and before that it was about our former president. But the bottom line is, we don't have room for hatred or incivility in our community. We are so cool being Carroll County. And I'm so proud to be a Carroll Countyan because of the less hatred, the less incivility. So let's continue to work together and promote our best views in taking care of the community. I cannot say take down signs. I will not say take down signs. But let's use our best judgment moving forward, or at least that's what I believe. Dealing with the zoning, this has been a long time coming. We have gone through the land use. We've gone through the Freedom Plan over the last few years. We've gone through commercial, industrial, employment campus zoning. We are now on residential zoning, and the last part we'll start tackling is the agriculture. But with the residential zoning, I think we've gone through 3 or 4 workshops, and I really applaud our planning department, along with the Planning Commission, to get us to where we are today. And if you saw the last workshop, you will recognize, or realize for that matter, that as the Board of Commissioners, we take the information and recommendations provided by our Planning Commission and a planning team. However, we do not blindly go where they're telling us that they recommend. And in fact, we did a 180 on a recommendation, especially down in the Freedom area, regarding the Zabel property, as it's well known, in not going into a higher density and keeping it into a low density. Now, this is not a done deal. We have next week opportunity to listen to you on what your thoughts are. But I will tell you, I captured many of them. I highlighted them in the last workshop on why we should not go into a higher density into the Zabel property. And then what's called the Beatty property, recognizing the importance, again, not to overwhelm us by going to a higher density and maybe have an opportunity to split the property into a lower density, at least in the northern portion of the Zabel property. Nothing is a done deal, but none of it came directly from the Planning Commission, and we just said, yep, that's the way it's going to be. Absolutely not. We had great discussion going back and forth, and I think after hearing the next week, the public comments, we will then be in a great position to make our final decisions on how we believe the zoning for these properties should be. And I think it's going in the direction that we wanted to go, especially down here in Eldersburg and in the Freedom District. So I thank you for having your voices heard and giving me the opportunity to listen and learn on why it's so important. And now we're going to work together and lead through this. The last thing I want to talk about and highlight is Veterans Day. We had some really cool opportunities this past week, from Gerstel Academy participating in a breakfast and a Veterans Day event. I am so humbled and honored to sit by folks that have served from the early 1940s to today. The one thing that came true to me is it all had to do with service, and all had to do with selfless service, some of the personal courage that they provide, knowing that they're leaving loved ones behind as they go into harm's way. As I shared before, being a veteran is a team sport. It's almost like saying the same thing with Carroll County. Being a Carroll Countyan and to do it right is a team sport. Working together. I could never have gotten to the decisions we're making with the zoning if I didn't look at it as a team sport, if I didn't have the opportunity and take the opportunity to listen and learn from you. Being a veteran is a team sport, and my wife, Audrey, and the kids are a part of that team. So when I was going into harm's way, knowing that the community are arms around Audrey and the kids made me feel like Carroll County gets it. And Carroll County gets what being a veteran is all about. And that is working together and embracing everyone. The other piece is I recently was interviewed, I think it was WBAL TV, about a program that I had a vision for many years ago when I commanded Fort Meade. And that was to build a resiliency program. And what I helped identify was the need to look at, you know, a service member holistically. That includes family, the physical conditions, the mental conditions, the spiritual, and the emotional of an individual. And not just look at one piece of that service member, but to look at all of it. And we're coming so close to establishing that resiliency and education center on Fort Meade. During that same time, I recognized in myself the importance of holding ourselves accountable. And by holding myself accountable, I recognized that I had some issues dealing with depression, PTSD, anxiety, whatever you want to call it. It was important that I held myself accountable and I took care of myself. And that's what I ask you is please, please take care of yourselves. Because the more you take care of yourselves, the better you are for your family, your neighbors, and your community. I'm continuing to do that. It's a journey, not a destination. I was able to share that on WBAL, and it's important. The suicide rate of our veterans is still not where it needs to be. It needs to be at zero, and it's continuing to climb. So what we need to do is be more selfless and recognize that if we can hold ourselves accountable, then somebody to the right or left of us will say, well, he or she did it. Now it's time for me to step up. And that's what that's all about. Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I'm hoping you have an awesome day. And as always, life is good.